out 6 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
The White House says Canada and Mexico are exempt from U.S. President Donald Trump's new reciprocal tariffs. That was the big news yesterday. A fact sheet from Trump's office says goods imported outside of the existing Canada-U.S. trade deal will see a 10% tariff. Canada was left off a lengthy list that Trump unveiled yesterday showing the tariff levels that most other countries on the planet will face as of today. Trump also said he's going ahead with the previously announced 25% tariffs on automobile imports from Canada, and that started at midnight. In other news, the well-being of youth in government care took center stage at the BC legislature during the latest question period, where the opposition conservative grilled the NDP on the January death of an 18-year-old. The family of the Indigenous teen was watching from the gallery as the opposition criticized the government, saying the victim was found unresponsive near her group home on a night where temperatures fell well below freezing. Premier David Eby says the youth shouldn't have died and that her death represents a failure. And CNN has talked to a bunch of experts who think more adults should be sleeping with stuffed animals, like a teddy bear. We tend to think of that as something for kids, but the experts say grown-ups can benefit from it. Hugging something soft is just comforting, and comfort eases sleep.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 103.5. An iHeart radio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 103.5's Password to Paradise. Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
We want to whisk you away to Sandals Royal Bahamian. Check out some of the pictures and videos on our social channels, the Nat and Drew Show or Move 103.5 on Instagram and Facebook. And check out what a gorgeous property this place is. No better place to go and rest and recharge for a week than Sandals Royal Bahamian. But to get in on the daily draws, just enter a password on our websites at move1035.ca.
This hour's password is lounge. Something we're all equally good at on vacation, lounging around. Enter lounge at move1035.ca. Another winning phone call to be made in just a few minutes from now. Here's Mariah Carey on Move.
Do 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 you so beautiful and it's amazing cause I can taste it, our final odyssey.
Kim, good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 103.5.
Hi.
Kim, do you have any idea why we might be calling you this morning?
No.
Come on, Kim. No idea at all? You're not hoping for any kind of specific phone call here? Like a call about a trip?
You've got to be kidding me.
We're not kidding, Kim. You are going to Sandals Royal Bahamian with Password to Paradise.
Oh, my gosh.
Get ready for a week of luxury living, Kim.
Well, I love the Sandals Resorts, if I'm being honest with you. I have visited them before, and I'm telling you, they're second to none.
They really are. Kim, who are you going to be taking on the trip with you?
Absolutely, my husband. He's going to face a lion, if I tell you the truth. You won't even believe me.
Is your husband at home to share the good news with?
No, he's at work, actually.
Well, we'll let you go share the good news. Do you think, Nat, this is a text? Is this a phone call? I think it's probably a phone call, right?
You know what? Or going down in person? Or, okay, maybe just a phone call.
That would be a surprise,
yeah.
Kim. Something to think about there. Congratulations, and enjoy your week at Sandals Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe this just happened to me. I am so excited.
We're excited for you. Kim Ladder, today's winner of an all-inclusive vacation to Sandals Royal Bahamian. If you want to get in on these daily draws, all it takes is entering the passwords on our website.
This hour's password is lounge, as in lounge chair. But just enter lounge at move1035.ca. Good luck. I'm calling you tomorrow. Here's Lady Gaga, Poker Face on Move.
poker face, poker face.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
A new season of Sullivan's Crossing starts Sunday, April 27th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Time now for a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
Joining us today is Eric Schmidt, managing partner at SNF Group Benefits, one of the exclusive advisors for the Chambers Plan. Eric, the Chambers Plan is actually more than just health benefits. Tell us about the business assistance services.
Yeah, this is a really unique offer. And as you can imagine, small businesses typically don't have in-house HR, accounting, and legal. So the question is, who do they turn to for help? Well, the answer a lot of the times is no one, due to the expense and time of sourcing these services privately, which can further lead to issues getting worse, and not to mention putting undue risk on the business. With the Chambers Plan, these professionals are built in through a service called Business Assistance Service, or BAS. And with BAS, employers get free access to professional accounting, legal, HR, that can help the small business owner with endless challenges facing them.
And it's no extra cost?
Yeah, no extra cost.
Thanks, Eric. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Goodbyes are never easy. But when you're saying goodbye to winter, things change. It's time to kick off those winter tires and get ready for the open roads. Call your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer today to book a seasonal tire changeover. And if your tires could use an upgrade, enjoy our tire price match guarantee or our buy three tires and get the fourth free offer. Offers are exclusive and can't be combined. We built it. We know it.
It's me. Your dull wall. Yep. Dull colors. Dull finish. No one's painted me since this home was built. It's a shame. A fresh coat would make this place feel brand new. Hey, did I bore you to sleep? Wake up.
Make it right. Make it Rona. Rona Week is on now. Save 25% on all sizes of Seiko Endurance interior paint. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Vancouver-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
At Fountain Tire, our focus is taking care of your vehicle. Your focus? Saving up to 25% off select tires. Plus, getting up to a $120 mail-in rebate on a set of four select tires until April 26th. So we both win. Fountain Tire, we're on this road together.
Coast Mountain Bus Company is hiring conventional bus drivers. Earn $29.20 an hour to start, plus a pension and great benefits. Join one of BC's top employers and start your career today. Apply by April 13th at translink.ca/drive.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for CIBC Smart Everyday Banking. Easily track your spending with confidence. Get $450 when you make the switch. Visit cibc.com/smart. We have a crash on the Coquihalla for any travelers. Northbound closed between Hope and Merritt this morning. In Burnaby, a crash Canada Way westbound before Imperial. In Surrey, a crash 140th and Fraser Highway. In Langley, a crash Highway 1 westbound near Glover. Right shoulder is affected. This Friday to Sunday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the Super Sale. Plus, open your PC Optimum app, shop your offer, and get 20,000 points conditions in app. Sunshine ahead today. The high will be about 14, right now 9 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Imagine this, taking a cherry blossom family photo and then getting accidentally photobombed by one of the most famous people on the planet. That story coming up and what's trending.
After music from Miles Smith, who was in town at the Orpheum earlier this week, you're stargazing on Move.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Smith, Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Is Kelly Clarkson looking to leave her daytime talk show?
What's trending?
She recently missed 2 weeks worth of shows, and now comes word that her contract is expiring next year. And she is interested in stepping away from the show entirely once the contract is up. She reportedly wants to spend more time with her kids and relocate her family south. For the last couple of years, she's been doing her show in New York City. So this rumor is interesting, whether or not it has anything to do with her recent absences. Who knows? Sometimes I want to spend more time with my family can be code for pay me a lot more money. We'll see how this works out. But just an interesting rumor out there that Kelly Clarkson might be looking to get out of the daytime talk show game. She is the her show is the most watched thing on NBC during the day. So she is of great value to them. I'm sure they would like to keep her around.
I kind of think of just her now and Drew Barrymore has a daytime show. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think who, like, afternoon, daytime, who is doing afternoon, daytime right now that's doing it successfully?
Well, I think Dr. Phil's show still rates
no,
well.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Does still do it?
It's still on the air?
It still rates well.
Oh, my God.
No. I mean, it's a different kind of show than the Drew Barrymore show or the Kelly Clarkson show or
no
Kelly and Mark. But it's still on, and I think it still rates well.
I wonder whether Oprah just sometimes in the middle of the night just, like, wakes up in a cold sweat going, like I unleashed that monster. I created that. That is my Frankenstein. Yeah. Like that is, okay. So imagine this. You're taking a cherry blossom family photo and, you know, oh my God, this is going to be the best photo ever because look at these beautiful cherry blossoms and you got your two sweet little children there. And, then your husband is shouting something at you and you're like, whatever. And, you get this photo and then all kind of hell breaks loose. And it's because one of the most famous people on the planet walks past accidentally of that photo. And it happened to a woman called Portia Moore in Washington, D.C. during cherry blossoms, just like a day or two ago. And Barack Obama was walking past with a security guard, didn't know that there was a photo shoot taking place. Mm. And the photographer got the photo and it's her just the two sweetest kids and then just Barack in the background. And he has commented on her photo. So the picture has gone viral and he's commented on, Portia's Instagram, which is, Preston and Belle. That's the names of her children. I hope you enjoyed peak bloom. My bad for stepping into the shot.
If I hadn't seen his caption, I would have thought that it was almost like a fake AI generated image because it's just like, somebody just stuck Barack in the, but no, he's literally just walking back.
Yeah, just,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
the timing.
Walking past with a security guard.
How do you make cherry blossoms more beautiful?
Like how do you, you can't top it. Like that's like everybody else put their camera down, cherry blossom season done.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Today's best variety, Move 1035.
She keeps reminding me that you're still gone and I'm still lonely.
He keeps reminding me how good it was
when we were crazy. Wine, she's spitting out the wine. I forgot you left behind our favorite cherry red. Isn't love, cause I'm still thinking of you while she's getting undressed. I never should have let it. She keeps reminding me that you're still gone and I'm still lonely. She keeps reminding me how good it was when we were crazy. You left behind.
Non-stop variety.
Move 1035.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up, ring up my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love. One, two, three, drink. One, two,
1035. Good morning. It is 8:37. Thanks for hanging out this morning. Beautiful sunshine. Gorgeous day. It's going to be lovely today. Let's get upset about things.
I'm upset.
Why? Why do you have to
I don't
do
know.
This?
You know what? It was just like, you know, I was just thinking about this. Like the just like little tiny minor inconveniences can really set the tone for the day. And I just was wondering whether this like resonates with people. Just like little things that really shouldn't bother you, but they do. 604-280-1035. You can text 103535. Here is my example.
Okay.
Minor inconvenience. Just really bugged me this morning. I had to get gas. And I always like leave it to the last minute. You know, I'm always like going on fumes. And I pull into a gas station and go to get gas. And I go to pay at the pump. But on the pump message thing, it said, please see the cashier. So you have to pay before you pump instead of just tapping. And it's a minor inconvenience, and I felt like I was a little bit upset.
I'm upset.
So I was like, how does this set the tone for the day? And I'm like, it's one of Nat's classic 4:30 a.m. gas fill-ups. Because she's running on fumes and literally doesn't have enough gas to make it into work.
No. And
gotcha.
I don't have time to spare. I don't have time to go see the cashier. But I think there are things that, you know, like when you have to change your password and you type in an old password and you can't use that one because you've used it before. It's a minor inconvenience that shouldn't bother you, but for whatever reason it does.
Fair. You know what? I will say this. I will notice that there is a certain convenience store chain that over the last year or so has new debit machines inside. And my card doesn't work on any of them with Tap. I see other people tapping them for their purchases.
Yeah.
It never works for mine.
Yeah.
So there's nothing. There's a minor inconvenience. Again, it's a minor inconvenience. But it bugs me when it doesn't accept my Tap, and then I have to insert the card and type in a PIN.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm upset.
See, there you go.
Having to enter
a
PIN.
Lean into it. Aaron?
You know what mine is. Like,
is it parking?
Yes. Yes.
You moved. How is this still a minor irritation?
Because I moved to Kitts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, I thought I had it bad before.
You thought Dunbar was bad?
Holy mother of God. Honestly.
Parking in front of your place.
Well, I have to walk for blocks.
Blocks and blocks.
Yeah, blocks, and it's uphill both ways.
And is it basically in your old neighborhood? You have to walk from your old neighborhood to your new neighborhood
exactly.
Because you have to park so far away.
What the heck?
What the heck? Okay, how about this one? The CAPTCHA. You know when you like the two-step authentication, you go into something and they want to prove that you are not a robot and you have to do, it's like, you know, click on the blocks that have all the streetlights.
Click on all the bicycles. Click on all the buses.
Yeah. And so you do it, and sometimes it still doesn't accept it because there was like a little tiny piece of the corner that had a streetlight or bicycle in it, and you didn't get it.
CAPTCHA's the worst.
CAPTCHA's the worst.
I'm all on board on this now.
I actually love them.
You love doing the CAPTCHAs?
Every time.
What, you find it's like a little game?
I think it's Sudoku. I just think it's cute.
Oh, my God.
And then they're like, no, you miss one. You're like, oh, good.
I got to start again.
New picture.
Oh, God. It's like a quiz on one of your at-work learning units that you have to do.
Also love.
The worst. Minor inconveniences. But still, they get to you.
And you know intellectually that it shouldn't be a big deal, but for whatever reason, it's just such a big deal.
Two-step authentication across the board.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. A terrible thing.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, we gotta take Highway 1 for 21 kilometers to Kitts for Hunter's birthday party at noon. Then, Granville's down to one lane, Burrard's jammed, and Camby's a no-go. So, we'll cut across Hastings and take the Iron Workers Memorial Bridge for 15 kilometers to Jesse's party in North Van.
Jesse's party is next Saturday, and you forgot Ren's party at 6.
Add some rewards to your routine. Sign up for Petro Points and get started with 5 cents a liter in points on your first fill. Offer available to new members only. Visit petro-points.ca for full details.
Drive away in your dream car.
Jet away on your dream vacation. Right now at Suki Bath Motors, buy any vehicle and get a trip for two to sunny Mexico. Includes round-trip airfare from YVR, 4 days and three nights at a four-star hotel. Trip is valid for 2 years, so you can plan when it works for you. Suki Bath Motors wants to fly you to dreamy Mexico when you buy your dream car. Terms and conditions apply. SUKHIBathMotors.com.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Our engagement ring collection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy your time at Spence.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original The Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. Look how old you are.
From creator and star Jasmeet Reina, don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original The Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. Look how old you are.
From creator and star Jasmeet Reina, don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Listen. Get a TSN 4-month pass for $60 and go mad for March Madness, the Masters, Wimbledon, and more. Also included, TSN Plus. Subscribe now. Offer ends April 7th. Visit tsn.ca/subscribe.
Case number 891, The Vicious Wind. One stormy night, Howard lay in bed listening to the wind howling outside like a pack of hungry wolves. But it was nothing compared to the sound of a patio umbrella crashing through his sliding glass door. Fortunately, Howard had BCAA home insurance, so all that broken glass didn't break the bank.
Over a one-year period, BCAA home insurance paid out 95% of claims related to fire, water, weather, and theft. Visit bcaa.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic's for RE/MAX. When one of life's big decisions leads to another, a RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. Abbotsford, a crash Highway 11 and Hazelwood, a crash in Vancouver. Hastings at Commercial, a crash in Coquitlam. Northbound's closed between, that's actually the Coquihalla, not Coquitlam. For travelers, northbound's closed between Hope and Merritt. In Burnaby, a crash Canada Way westbound just before Imperial. BCAA members always save 3 cents per liter at Shell, plus spend less time at the pump with the Shell app. Download today. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be beautiful. The high will be 12, right now 6 degrees.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Dance time. Make it feel like a lifetime. I could never ever sell you lies. Your touch is righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Let my hands lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it timeless.
Today's best variety, Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Cruise ship footage has gone crazy viral because of just how dangerous it seemed.
Yo.
This is the dangerous
all
sea shanty.
Is this what's playing this on the deck of the ship?
That's right, as everything is going down.
Oh, scary.
Over the loudspeaker.
Oh, my God.
The captain plays this.
What a prank.
No, this is from a reel.
Oh, okay.
So what it is it's the Drake Passage, right, which is the body of water in between Argentina and Antarctica. And if you want to go to Antarctica, you've got to sail through the Drake Passage. It's just literally one of the most dangerous routes in the world, but there are these specially equipped cruise ships that will take you through there, and a travel blogger recently went through and filmed her experience, and they had what they call the Drake Shake that happened twice on their voyage. And the Drake Shake is where you get these insane waves that are literally crashing up against the windows. They can get as high, again, as 65 feet tall, and you think that there's just... you're gonna go under.
Yeah.
You're gonna go down.
Yeah.
You're gonna go down to the bottom of the cold, cold ocean. And they don't, and you go through it, but it can last for 2 days. You can be tossed around in that thing for like 2 days.
I generally don't have a whole lot of interest in going to Antarctica.
In the tossing?
No, it's interesting. I really don't have any interest in going to Antarctica, but seeing this footage, that does intrigue me.
Mm-hmm.
That does interest me.
Oh, wow.
The power of the ocean is just so fascinating to me. So to be able to see it that close up and waves and swells of that size and be safe in it and see it all come crashing down and right out there, right in front of you, that is more appealing than actually the destination itself.
I had a friend that just recently came back from Antarctica, and similar, she didn't take footage, but they had the Drake Shake on the boat as well.
Did she not have a camera with her? How did she not take footage
she
of that?
She was too busy
puking. What are you doing?
Puking.
What's the point of being on the boat?
She
if
was
you
really
don't get the video.
She was really. This is you don't necessarily know like if you're going to get seasick. Some people don't. Some people really do.
Okay.
And it was so intense that she really did. Like she was, despite being sick for 2 days straight. She was like, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It's the most incredible trip. Mm. Like, it just really, like, Antarctica is insane. Like, it's just so wild. The footage is on our Instagram, so you should check it out there. It's just, I'm not sure if I could do it, but I am tempted as well just looking at it.
So I'm gonna ask a real basic question that's probably gonna make me sound like a moron.
Go for it.
What do you do once you get to Antarctica? Besides walking, like, hiking and mm-hmm. walking mm-hmm. and seeing,
mm-hmm.
What do you do? What's well, there?
That's it. I think you okay. marvel at the right. wonder.
Okay.
I think you hug a penguin.
So, okay. So that's a day.
I don't think you're not there for like weeks.
Well, how long are you there for? It's a long trip to, I would think, to go for just like a weekend.
I think most, you're on the boat, right? And I actually had another friend and their whole thing was they were supposed to do a marathon that was happening on the landmass of Antarctica.
Wow.
So they went down and to do that, but there's always the risk that the weather won't cooperate.
If
the weather doesn't cooperate, then you have to do the marathon on the boat.
Ew.
And the weather didn't cooperate. So you can kind of see Antarctica, but you can't get there. So now you're just running laps on the boat.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But they have a marathon. You can do a marathon when you get there. Yeah. Maybe.
You think the rainy day at your all-inclusive is bad vacation luck? Try doing that trip.
The Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute is on the way. 9:35. We always give you the answer to question one. This morning's answer is Reginald.
Very formal first answer.
That's right. Reginald is the answer.
Will the rest of the questions be as stuffy as the first one will?
You better believe it.
We'll find out at 9:35. What's trending? The biggest show on planet Earth. Have you watched it yet? We'll talk about it in What's Trending in less than 20 minutes in the Throwback Throwdown, too. First, it's music from Justin Bieber. Move 103.5.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot.